Sure. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel, sitting in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon. We are spending the second portion of this first hour of the broadcast here on Civic Media, talking to the mayor of the city of Wauwatosa, Mayor Dennis McBride. As I said before, Dennis and I go back a long period of time, former feds. Dennis doing a huge amount of important work in the EEOC, and since that time, of course, in leadership in the city of Wauwatosa. He has written a book called A City on the Edge: Pandemic, Protest, and Polarization, about the year 2020 and the experiences that he has had in that year, lessons pulled from his experiences of those times, including the pandemic and lockdowns and economic downturns, as Dennis said right before the break, violence in America and in Wauwatosa, and appropriately titled the book A City on the Edge. We're delighted to continue our discussion with Dennis McBride, the mayor of Wauwatosa. Dennis, thanks for joining us once again this afternoon. All right, and I think we have Dennis on the line here, and we'll be all right. Dennis, are you with us here on your end of things here?
I am.
All right. Very, very good. So I wanted to follow up on your comments right before the break, chatting about, again, lessons you take away from this. Can you describe for our listeners some of the big themes that those, and everyone should obviously get a copy of your book, what are the kinds of things that they're going to be pulling from this in terms of lessons and perspectives that they should know about as you were the mayor, continue to be the mayor? What kinds of ticket items and issues can they anticipate hearing all about from your book?
Well, first of all, I'm an amateur historian. I've written and discussed history in a variety of ways over time. I've given talks on different things. And it immediately struck me that what's old is new again. So the pandemic, for example, we had a pandemic in 1918 and 1919, the Spanish flu epidemic, a pandemic worldwide. And I went back and took a look at that and compared and contrasted our response 100 years ago with our response 5 years ago. And the similarities were striking. One of the reasons this book came out in 2025 and not in 2021 is that the editor at Indiana University said, you know what, we want a five-year look back. And I was itchy to get my book out, but he was right. It made it a better book because as time went on, I realized that all of the things that were going on in 2020 are continuing to reverberate in American politics and the economy and even our psyches today. Protests came back in a big way in 2024 with the campus protests regarding the Gaza hostilities. A number of things happened as a result of the changes in 2020. For example, Zoom became a thing. Here we are.
Right.
I used to have to go to the studio for interviews, you know, and now we're doing this. Younger people don't want to go to the office as much as we all did back in the day. We all used to wear suits, didn't we, Jim?
Yes, you know, right.
business casual has overcome the world, and there are any number of things that have come out of it. But and the fundamental problem, and so I talk about the pandemic and the protests, but the polarization too. I go into great detail about how we stopped behaving well as a country in 2020. We've had reckless driving persist across the country. We've had people mistreat each other, death threats to school board members, attacks on other elected officials, judges getting shot and killed, Nancy Pelosi's husband getting beaten in his house. These things have to stop. And I'm talking about how we need to get back to the fundamentals of our democracy. I close the book with that plea. But in the meantime, I also talk about, I try to help people understand what the role of protests are legally and morally, and how people are supposed to behave as interpreted by our Constitution and our Supreme Court. People wanted me to fire the police officer who caused a lot of the protests, led to the protests. They kept insisting that I fire Joseph Mensa, and I said, I don't have that authority. State law gives that authority to the Wauwatosa Police and Fire Commission. And one of my very good friends said, you're thinking too much like a lawyer. And I said, guilty as charged.
Yes, right. That's a good thing. Because, that's a good thing, right?
Well, as I quote Justice Frankfurter from a case from 1943, the history of liberty has largely been the history of the observance of procedural safeguards. Mm-hmm. And then I try to bring in, I like to read literature and all. In A Man for All Seasons, a great play and a later an Academy Award winning movie, it was about Thomas More, the patron saint of lawyers, politicians, and public servants. He was beheaded by King Henry VIII for opposing the Reformation. In one of the scenes, More's wife and son-in-law were demanding that More arrest somebody for being bad.
Mm-hmm.
And More said, I would let the man go if he was the devil himself until he broke the law.
There you go.
And his son-in-law said, well, I'd cut down every law in England to go after the devil. And More said, and when the last law was down and the devil turned around on you, where would you hide? The law is all being flat.
Dennis, I'm wondering if you can stick with us for just a few minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to follow up on that story. We're going to talk to you more about your book right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Stay with us, everybody. Dennis McBride, mayor of the city of Wauwatosa.
Thank you.